we always love to do on Fridays what we call fundamentals in the Parsha. Not Divrei Torah per se, which obviously have endless value, but to try to see things inside. Try to see things inside. Actually, it has a lot to do with the past couple of shmuzim that we've been talking about. Last week's shmuz, we talked about how the job of a Rebbe is to empower his students, his Talmidim, to make their own decisions. Right? That was one thing we said. That's our approach, to teach people how to make their own decisions. The same thing is to empower them in learning. If you teach people how to have the sources themselves, that they're their own. In the new Sefer, the English book that we just put out, so all the Mar Makomos are on the bottom. Part of that is to empower the reader, to allow him to have, this is my Ramban, my Sefer Achinuch, it's not Stark's. If you hear a Dvar Torah, so Stark is quoting a Sefer Achinuch, but it's not your own Sefer Achinuch. Once you read a Mar Makom inside, it's yours. You can have it for free. And a lot of times we hear people quoting things, and then we don't have the confidence to really say what the Rishon said, because we never saw it inside. And this happens even to Talmidei Chachamim, unfortunately. What we call the famous Mar Makomos. They're famous Ramban in Parshas Bo that no one looked at because it was so famous that it's famous, so they heard about it. But when you look inside, you say, hey, look how much is going on over here, right? We have available two or three shiurim, I think three shiurim just on the Ramban Parshas Bo. He doesn't just say that Yetzias Mitzrayim is great and important. And the same is in this week's Parsha. Perhaps maybe the second most famous Ramban, maybe some would argue the most famous Ramban, and we could fight it out, is in Parshas Kedoshim, the Ramban Shita on the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu, to be a holy nation. The Ramban talks about a concept called Novel Bereshus HaTorah, which is that the Torah allows you to do many things. The Torah asers many things. However, when you take what the Torah allows you and you overdo it, like for example, you know, when I was younger, they had these things called donut holes. They still have them? So they're like so easy to eat. You just sort of pop them. So if I had a box of donut, Baruch Hashem, they don't have those around here. But if I had them, you know, they just keep going. So at a certain point, the Ramban says, Stark, slow down. Kedoshim to you. You have to be a holy person. And even though you're allowed to eat endless amounts of donut holes, but you have to be a holy person. And you're called, if you abuse what's mutter, then you're called a novel bereshus haTorah. You take what's mutter in the Torah, and you overdo it in that area. So there are all sorts of areas of the Torah that are mutter, but when someone overindulges in those areas, they become something that's not what the Torah wanted, and the Ramban actually learns that's a mitzvah. So this is beautiful. There's a mitzvah in Dvarim Mutarim, which means when you say no to, I'll be Machmir, the fourth brownie on Shabbos. Fourth, I think like three is, at least that's where I'm holding, three brownies, right? But the fourth one is Kedoshim to you. Maybe for some of you it's the second brownie, maybe a half a brownie, whatever it might be. I heard once from Rav Noach Orlowick, he was once eating at my house. So he looked at something on the table and he said, too healthy, I'm not eating this on Shabbos. He said he heard from Rav Avigdor Miller, who was so health conscious that he wouldn't tell people not to eat anything that would affect the enamel of their teeth. But on Shabbos he was machmed to eat things that are not healthy. Not because they're not healthy, but the reason being that on Shabbos the cheshbon is enjoying. During the week, the cheshbon is that the most important thing is to be healthy. Shabbos is a day of oneg, so the decision-making process should be based on what's enjoyable, right? Obviously, to an extent, you can't abuse this concept, but it's very logical. It's very logical that should be part of this. So let's see the famous Ramban inside, and we're going to see a lot of surprises. In fact, a couple shmuzin from different years were from not-so-famous lines in this Ramban. Okay. Kedoshim to you. Everyone has it? Okay. Kedoshim to you. Have a prushim in arayas in avera. The Rashi learns, what's the mitzvah of kedoshim to you? To remove yourself from arayas and avera. Shechol makom shatamotzi geder erva atamotzi motzi kedusha. Shitas Rashi is that kedusha comes from separating from arayas. We're not going to get into Rashi Shita now. Rashi Shita is difficult in many ways because the Torah has already told us to stay away from arayas. What exactly is being added in this concept called kedoshim to you? By the way, whether there's a mitzvah of kedoshim to you, a mitzvah should also be a machlokas. Maybe there's not even a mitzvah at all. Even though the Torah says to be kedoshim, it could be a description and not a mitzvah. The Ramban learns, Aval b'toras kohanim ra'isi stam prushim to you. The Toras kohanim does not say be parish from arayas. It just says be parish. Keep yourself away from things. Here the Ramban is saying that Rashi went more than what the Toras kohanim said. The Toras kohanim said be distant from things. Rashi said be distant from arayas. But the Ramban says it says just to be distant. You should be kadosh because I'm kadosh. I'm holy. What does it mean to be holy, by the way? What does it mean Hashem's holy? Holy means, kadosh means something that's separate from the physical world. For example, if I take this shtender, right? And I'm makdish it lebedek habayis. I consecrate it to have kedusha for the Beis HaMikdash. It now is separate from the world. It has a kedusha on it because it's no longer, you know, you can't balance yourself on this shtender or bonk your friend with this shtender, even learn with this shtender. You'll be nene. That actually would be an interesting question if you could learn from it. I don't want to get into that, Shaila. Mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. But you definitely can't do things with this shtender. You can't write your name in bubble letters on the shtender, right? You can't do any of these things. It's designated for holiness. It means it's removed from the physical world. Hashem by nature, if you can use the words by nature for Hashem, Hashem by nature is separate from the world that he created. So he's holy. If we want to be like Hashem, we have to distance ourselves from things to get that holiness of Hashem. Kishem shani kadosh, just like I'm holy, kacha temtu kadoshim, kishem shani parash, kacha temtu prushim. What does it mean that Hashem's a parash? A parish is someone who's what's called an ascetic, someone who stays away. I don't like the word ascetic because it has a negative connotation, but someone who stays away from bad things to a higher level than it's expected. Hashem doesn't stay away from any bad things. No, the idea that Hashem's metzias is one that is totally removed from the world that he created, right? He's above everything that he created, so that means that he's parish. Like when you say hafrashas chala, so you take the chala and you remove it. Hafrashas truma, you take the truma and remove it. A parish is someone who's removed. He's above. So just like Hashem is above his world, kiviyachol, so too we should be above. V'lefi daiti, according to the Ramban, eina prishas azos lefresh min arayas kedivrei Rav. I disagree with Rashi. Says the Ramban, this precious is not to stay away from arayas. Of our precious who hamuskar b'chol makom b'talmud shebaleh nikraim prushim. This is the classic precious known as people who are prushim. What's a parish? A parish is somebody who takes something that's mutter that he could have, and he decides to stay away from it because he has a reason that it'll bring him up. It'll bring him up. Va'inyan ki atori is here about arayas. The Torah asers arayas, umachalam asurim, it asers treif, it asers chazer, it asers cheeseburgers, vehitira habia ish b'isho, b'ishto, a man is allowed to have and should have a relationship of intimacy with his wife, v'achilas basar v'yayin, and meat and wine. A person is allowed to engage in meat and wine. Im kain, Yimsa bal taiva makom yoshatuf vizimas ishto. A person could be entrenched in having relationship with his wife. Meaning, of course, it's mutter to have a relationship with one's wife. One is required. Most people today, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, and I would mention this even to Bachrim just because of confusion. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's an obligation of a husband to have the mitzvah of ona with his wife. When you're young, you think like, why would I need to be obligated in this? However, you'll see in life, sometimes a husband and wife could drift apart and a husband will feel like he's not so interested. The Torah obligates. Anyone who learns Maseches Ksuvos will learn that a husband's obligated in having intimacy with his wife, according to the Mishnah Berurah, for most people, twice a week. That's an obligation. And you have to know that, that you're obligated. And when you're married, you'll see what I'm saying, that it's an obligation, and anyone who breaches that is not fulfilling his marital obligation of the relationship. But imagine somebody who decides that this should be a daily activity, right? So it's not usher. He did not one single avera. While his wife is mutter to him and she's not a nida, he has done nothing wrong officially. But says the Ramban, he's living bishtufei zima, meaning he's totally not holy because he's so physically engaged. His relationship with his wife, which is an elevated relationship, which has the physical element, but look what he's doing. Oh, nashav harbos. Or he has many wives, right? He's like, you know, he's got a whole system of wives. You're allowed to have many wives. I mean, we're not Ashkenazim over here. I don't know what which Svardim yes, which Svardim no, but it doesn't seem like that's common practice today. Like in Morocco, they had like, these things are not, are these still going on among Svardim?
No.
So even the Svardim have to deal, by the way, you have to realize if you're going to have many wives, Svardim, you have to have many mother-in-laws. You didn't think about that one, right? Imagine that, having 20 mother-in-laws. That sounds like Yisurei Gehenim and Olam Hazeh. Okay? Right? They don't talk about the Svarim, but that's my contribution. Okay. But not my mother-in-law, of course. The more the merrier. Okay. V'lios b'sovai yayinu b'zolei basar. Every day he could be like going out to restaurants and like drinking excessively, the Ramban saying. It's mutter to drink excessively. The Rambam, Rav Moshe Ben Maimon, actually holds it's a chait to get drunk because you lose your das. We've talked about that. But in theory, drinking wine is not an isser. There's no isser in drinking wine or having meat all the time. But again, imagine this lifestyle where everything's a feast. You know, there's no, every day it's like, it's really over the top. It's over the top. And there are certain people who run their parents' bills, their credit card bills, like, you know, I don't know what they do, but they, like, you know, they go out every night or whatever it might be. Things are not in measure. Things are not in measure. V'yidaber k'ritzona b'chol nevalis, he speaks filth. He doesn't have a clean mouth. Now, shelo huzgar ister zebat Torah. This was my great discovery in this Ramban, my proof that you have to read famous Rambans. For years, I was looking for a makor for nibble peh. Years. And I always would say in Shmuzin that there's no makor for nibble peh in the Torah. That was the way I'd start my Shmuz. For drama, you know, it's... But and then I would show how bad nibble peh is and then deal with the problem. How could something be so bad that's not in the Torah? However, we can always update our Yediyas HaTorah. At some point, maybe like 7 years ago, I don't remember when I was learning the Ramban slowly, I noticed he says something fascinating. The Ramban holds the mitzvah of not speaking nibble peh is kedoshim tiyu. You have a holy mouth. Why are you using your mouth for such base and disgusting things? Incredible. V'hine yin novel berishas haTorah. This is a person who's taken what's allowed in the Torah and essentially made himself animalistic. He's lost the message of the Torah. So I would say, you know, as Rav Dov Yaffe once said, so after the Ramban, it becomes usser. Meaning, the Ramban's saying that you shouldn't, things that are mutter, you shouldn't overdo. Once the Ramban wrote that this is Pshat and Kedoshim to you, that means, Stark, if I eat a whole box of donut holes, I'm over on a mitzvah saseh min haTorah, kedoshim to you. Obviously, let's not go overboard over here, because at which donut hole does it become? Like I said, the fourth brownie. Obviously, it's a relative concept, and I don't think you could officially say at a certain point, but it's a ruach. It's a ruach of life, of like, I've had enough. Like, I went out to eat this week. Like, let's not be excessive. Well, a lot of times people go out to eat for technical reasons. People who are working, for example, go to restaurants every day, not because they're indulging, just because that's practically how they eat in Manhattan. That's not necessarily what we're talking about. We're talking about people who are over-engaging in the physical world. They're going out. Everything's like wine and mead and a filthy mouth. They just seem to be like cutting a lot of corners. After the Torah enumerated all the Isurim that are Asur Legamre, then it says, slow down. Let's not just be like Mutter Asur Jews. Let's realize the spirit of the law. Kedoshim to you is there's a spirit to the law, and it's a mitzvah saseh. But that's what Rav Dov Yaffe said, that after Kedoshim Yiyu was established, now there's a mitzvah to be kadosh. Yimayit b'mishkal, a person should not be excessive in his relationship with his wife. Again, there's an obligation of at least twice a week for standards, Mishnah Brura today. Even a Talmud Chacham b'yameinu, which is once a week, the Mishnah Brura Paskins is twice a week. And I want to just make this clear. I like to throw these ideas out because people need to remember these things because a lot of people are mistaught and it leads to a lot of shalom bias problems. But that's an obligation of a husband. It's not over-engaging. It's the opposite. It's ben adam l'chaveiro. It's the responsibility of a husband to always watch out for his relationship with his wife. But excessive behavior in that area, kinyin shamru, shloyu talmidei chacham mitzuyin etzel neshoseim kitarnegolin. Talmidei chacham should not be with their wives intimately like tarnagels. Tarnagels are constantly procreating. It's just like a constant matzav of v'lo yishtam shubol kivitzorach b'kiyum ha-mitzvah mimenu. It should be all for the sake of mitzvah. V'yikadish atzmo minayayin b'miyuto. A person's not allowed to get drunk. A person's supposed to use wine as a tool. Wine is an incredible tool. Wine is such an incredible tool that Chazal were misaking for virtually every occasion wine. Right? If you think about how much the Torah is into wine, it's incredible. People getting married, it's like so random. It's not at least at the Kiddush, you're at a Suda. Right, you're under a chuppah, a woman's wearing a white dress. The worst thing is to get a stain, a wine stain. If I think of the worst time to give a kala a drink of wine, it's when she's wearing like a $5,000 wedding dress, you know. But that's under the chuppah, is a great occasion, and there's kiddush over there. A bris, right? All of the big occasions were mala, the arbakosis at the Seder. We use wine to get us places. And it's a gift, but again, like all gifts, they could be abused. The Kaddish Atzmo min Hayayin b'miyuto k'mo shekara akasav ha-nazir kadosh. A nazir is called holy. Why is a nazir called holy? Because he abstains from wine. V'yizkor ha-roz ha-niskos b'yemeta b'torah b'noach u'belot. This is also a line that I went wild on when I learned the Ramban inside. Is the Ramban says that part of Kedoshim Tiyu is to look at the demise of people who were drinking and messed up. Noach, we know what happened. Noach got drunk right when he got out of the teva, right? And also Lot got drunk, and bad things happen when you get drunk. He says you have to remind yourself of this. It's beautiful, actually. Sometimes when I can. If I can convince someone to stay off alcohol for people who have a problem with it for a month or two, I always get the same response. When they see people who are drunk, they're like so clear they don't want to be those people, and they realize they would have been them because they were with them, and the only reason they didn't drink is because they're working on it. But that's called Kedoshim to you, to think that way. Meaning just to think about that it's not worth it is already a Kiyum and Kedoshim to you, to think about Lot and Noach and all the mistakes that people make when they're drunk. Even thinking about that it's mashma, is a kiyum and kedoshim to you, because you have an elevated perspective. Now we're going to go a little fast, because it's getting late. V'chein yafrish atzmo min ha-tumah, v'al pish lo yizharnu min ha-batorik, inyum big day ha-ma'aretz, midrash l'prushim. Here's a fantastic chiddush, which we can't really relate to, but we know that tumah, like even tumas mace, tumah, any type of tumah, there's tumas balkeri, there's tumas mace, all types of tumah bring a person down. We don't really know why. It's metaphysical. It's not something that's tangible. We don't know exactly why, but it's very clear that tumah has an effect on us. Even today, many are al pidin, a person is not mechuyev to go to the mikvah when he's a balkeri. However, it's a very strong minhag today for people to go to the mikvah when they're a balkeri. A person wakes up in the morning, he's a balkeri, and he takes off a tumah, which helps him. Definitely elevates his davening. The Rambam in a tshuva writes something fascinating. They accuse the Rambam, saying that he doesn't paskin that a balkeri should go to the mikvah. And he writes in the tshuva, he goes, "You're right. I said that in the Mishnah Torah, but I want you to know I never went an hour without going to the mikvah as a balkeri." And my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro, said, "You know how dangerous it was in Mitzrayim to walk at night to a mikvah, wherever the Rambam needed to go? Amazing." He said, "I'm not writing something in the Mishnah Torah that's not halacha. That's my own chumrah. You should know on me, though, I value this." Let's say something else interesting. Actually, Shabtai Tzvi, who was a false messiah, right, and caused terrible danger, a terrible, terrible destruction in Klal Yisrael. It was an awesome figure, but he was a bad man. Very bad man. And the Maor V'Shemesh writes that why did he become Shabtai Tzvi? He learned Kabbalah Svarim without going to the mikvah when he was a Balkeri. Which shows you, wow. So many who learn Kabbalah Svarim are very makbid to go to the mikvah for this reason. There are many requirements for learning Sifrei Kabbalah. Most of them don't exist anymore. But one that still is held pretty seriously is going to the mikvah. There's a lot to talk about here, but time is late. That's a very interesting one. Okay, let's keep going. Sorry. K'moshe nikra nazir kadosh mishamer mitumas hames. V'chein yishmor piv ulashono mizgal beriboy achila hagasa umin adibor nis hanimas. Keep your mouth holy from food and speech. The mouth is a place of food and speech. Kinyan Shizgar Kosov, the chol peh dover nevala. Every mouth is speaking shmutz. The kaddish atzma v'zech yagila precious. Until you get to a darga of precious. Shamra Reb Chia shalosach sicha b'teila miyamav. Beautiful. Reb Chia was on the darga that he never even spoke sichin b'teilin. Actually, someone told me that Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg would have a tainus dibur on Shabbos and his wife never noticed. That's godless. Maybe we should bring that in next week's shmooze about balance. I'm going to speak a lot about getting balance from your rebbeim. He had ways of saying divrei Torah to his wife that she never chapped that he was doing a tainas dibur, and he wasn't saying any sichas chulin on Shabbos. That's incredible. Ve'elu v'chayot ben ba mitzvah zoz klalis. This is what this mitzvah is about. Asher spirit. After we went through all the issers that are things that are us legamrei, achi chanis bechal kol tava nikias biyado v'gufo. It also requires cleanliness kedoshim to you. This is very interesting. The mitzvah of netilas yadayim. We're a clean nation. We use water a lot. We're always washing our hands. You ever notice that? That's part of kedoshim to you. K'moshe amru v'skadashtim yisim kedoshim. It's a marin brachos. V'skadashtim elu mayim rishonim. Washing before a meal. V'yisim kedoshim elu mayim achronim. Ki kadosh zesh shemen arev. And oils. We're always keeping ourselves clean. Cleanliness is holiness. According to the Torah. Ki afal pisha elu ha-mitzvos midivreim. Even though these are only derabbanans. But the ruach of them, he's learning, is cleanliness. Yunikiyim v'tahorim v'prushim me'amon b'nei adam shein malach l'chanatma b'masaret b'chiyurim. People who are involved in all types of filth. Physical filth. Spiritual filth. Any type of filth. Metaphysical filth. All of that, we have to remove ourselves from and be holy. And that is basically what we have over here in the Ramban. It's the way of the Torah after many Azharas to give like a general idea, like Vasisa, Hayashar Vatov, to be upright. And this is an amazing mitzvah that we saw over here, the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu. It's a mitzvah that includes not drinking excessively, not having a filthy mouth, all the things that you're required to be a mensch. When you say someone's a mensch, or a ben Torah, he's somebody who has a clean mouth, right? He doesn't say curse words, or even words that insinuate things that are disgusting, right? He doesn't ever get drink excessively. Everything's in measure. He's a real mensch. He hangs around the right people. He tries to stay in the right crowds. He tries to do things in measure. Everything in measure. And that is the mitzvah according to, and he stays clean. He stays clean, right? I don't want to just put hygiene in here, but it does sound like the Ramban is connecting Netilas Yadayim with general hygiene. In fact, I don't know if this is true. At one point it bothered me, but I think it might be fact. Like during the Black Plague, the Yidden didn't get the Black Plague compared to the Goyim. And one of the theories, and I didn't like this theory originally, but I thought about it more, because I don't like to make theories on Hashgacha Pratis, but it still could be, the cleanliness of the Yidden, they maintained such a cleanliness that the Goyim didn't. The Goyim, the Krakshtins, prided themselves on filth. I actually read this in the Crash Course to Jewish History. Who wrote that book?
Ken Spiro.
Fascinating. I highly recommend that book, the Crash Course to Jewish History, where he discusses the filth that the Krakshtins prided themselves on. They prided themselves on stench and like degrading the body because they held the bodies not holy. It's like almost when I saw how extreme it was, I had heard this in high school, and then Lemafreya I rejected it because I thought it was apikorsis. But then when I read how filthy the Christians were, so then I'm like, maybe there's something to this, because Yidden have a mikvah, they have netilas yadayim, have a real sense of holiness. They also don't eat, they would eat dead animals off the street. We obviously would never, all these things of filth and avela we were removed from. And it always helps us both in this world and the next.